In terms of his percentage that he was able to maintain and donate to what turned out to be Denver, although he didn't know that, something like 94% of his work, is that?
Something like that, yeah. It's in the middle 90s. You know, they're still working on archiving, and you know, I'm not sure whether they've gotten through all of the paintings yet.
So they're going through these huge tubes, and inside is a painting stored that way, rolled up, and these are huge because some of the paintings are whole large walls of the museum, which is just stunning.
And they're apparently most of them are in pretty good shape too, considering that he's, you know, I mean, he produced his own pigments, and I mean, he mixed his own paints and so on and so forth. But that's my understanding, that, you know, certainly there are some that are tricky for conservation and pose some unique problems. And in fact, I think Denver's having a conference later on this summer just on conservation and bringing in conservators for other people from other places to talk about, you know, problems in conserving paintings from this era, not just Clifford Still's.
Right. How did you first get interested in his work?
In teaching, I taught a course on sort of the history and myth of abstract expressionism. You know, he's an important player in that saga, and he, I think, the more that you look at the interplay among the, you know, sort of big name artists associated with abstract expressionism, particularly the kind of Pollock and Newman and Rothko circuit. In the case of, again, as I said earlier, in the case of Mark Rothko and Newman, they're really stuck in the mid and late 1940s. Newman's stuck more than Rothko, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what to do next in their painting, what to paint. And I think they found their conversations with Still very stimulating. And it, you know, I can just sort of imagine, you know, some of the decisions that they made, particularly Rothko, because they're easier to track in terms of just formal practice with some of the kinds of advice that he was getting in conversations that he was having with Clifford Still. And that could be my imagination, but
Or your
not.
intuition, right?
Well, I think there's something to it, let's put it that way.
Yeah.